guys, I'm Lance Carter from Daily Actor. I held on to some of the interviews I got at Comic-Con for when the shows premiered. One set of interviews was from the cast of NCIS Los Angeles. In this interview, I'm talking with Chris O'Donnell. Chris plays Callan on the hit CBS show that starts its third season right where last season left off. He talks about chemistry with his co-star LL Cool J, if they created a backstory, and his advice to actors. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. And now, here's Chris.
We hear you're on the beach to start off the season.
We are. It's funny, we literally picked up right where we left off last season, where I'm kneeling in the sand. And I turned around, there's a little boathouse behind us. And I took a picture of it, put it on Twitter. And within minutes, it was so many responses. Everybody knew exactly where we were just from, I said nothing, I just put the picture out there. Fans know, they watched it so closely. It's amazing.
What's your advice to actors?
Well, I think it's different for everybody. You know, a lot of times people come up to me that are, you know, in high school or something, or just getting out of college. And sometimes you'll have people that are my age that are saying, you know what, I'm sick of my job, I've always wanted to try this. But I think that if you're in school, you know, get involved in anything you can at school and productions and that sort of thing. I think that obviously the work is in Los Angeles and New York. And what I tell people that really want to try and make a career out of is get to New York or LA and do whatever you can to take acting classes, to try and get in plays, small films, to meet other people that are struggling like you, because it's the way they find out about opportunities and jobs is through networking with people that are in the same boat as you. And it's the same thing for people that are trying to become executives in the film business and agents and that sort of thing. Los Angeles is just filled with people trying to get a foot in the door, and it's really hard. And all you can really do is work at your craft and make sure that if and when the opportunity presents itself, that you can seize it, take advantage of it. You know, you got to put yourself in a position to be successful, really.
The relationship between Callan and Sam is one of the things I love most about the show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. How do you guys create
that? Well,
we start the show, you guys are already there. You've
right.
been partners for years.
Well, so. I think it's funny. We in general, I mean, Todd and I have a lot of fun with each other. We BS with each other and give each other a hard time, but at the same time, there's a real mutual respect. We've got different upbringings and come from different cities, but we both have been in this business a long time and have an appreciation for hard work and knowing when we got to work and when we can have fun. We both have big families, and I don't know. I think we like to give each other a hard time, and there's something about that kind of rubs off on the characters, because a lot of the show is, you know, us having fun and also being serious and working together as a team. And then it's up to the writers to make it work.
Did you guys create any sort of backstory of how
no.
they met or anything?
No, we really didn't. We just kind of launched into this thing. And I think the writers know how we get along in the set and how we needle each other. And I'm sure they observe that. And that's what's great about shows when they go on for a long time, is that the writers get very familiar with what we're going for in the characters. They get more familiar with us, and they're able to incorporate things. And it just becomes, you know, it fits like a, you know, a nice warning glove or something.
Lately, Batman and Robin has been redeemed in the four Tim Burton Schumacher films, have been praised as the best one of the four.
That's not true. I don't even agree with that.
It's true. I read a lot of geek sites and says it holds up perfectly. This is
that might have been April Fool's Day. I'm not sure.
Because it has been totally in the spirit of.
You know what I will say? I really.
I'm not joking.
I appreciate that. Thank you. That's nice. I had a great time making those films, and it was funny because we never came to Comic-Con for any of those, which I was shocked about. But we only did two, and it's. I said we blew that, because we could have done a lot of those, and it's such a fun thing to. It was such a different experience. It's fun to get to do these big superhero action films, but you know, Warner Brothers got greedy with the second one. They used to wait, you know, 3 to 4 years between each one. And we did it. The Batman Forever was hugely successful at the time. I think it was the biggest opening weekend of all time when it came out. And they're like, we have to have another one right away. And it was too soon. The audience wasn't wasn't ready for it, the script wasn't ready, the story wasn't ready, and, you know, it was just a disaster.
So. It holds up perfectly now.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.